Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just three locations left in roadshow season, and we will be at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on Friday. See you there for that. 1 week from Friday at the Showroom Theater in Keene, New Hampshire. See you there. And then the season finale at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, the following Friday. And that will do it for roadshow season. I got to say, I love our next guest, Red Sox insider Rob Bradford, who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. However, you have yet to show for a road show.
Well, here's the thing. Can you add one more? Can you put one in Cleveland in it for this week?
Yes.
Is that possible?
We'll do it at the aquarium. Rob Bradford.
Because Cleveland's known for the aquarium, right?
Yes,
correct?
Yes. Rob Bradford is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home oil and HVAC company that Greater Boston, the North Shore, and all of Cape Cod depend on. See McFarlandEnergy.com for more. And also, Rob is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And do you find yourself in Cleveland already this morning?
No. I'm actually driving to New York City. So if you want to have a road show there, too, now. So we can do that as well. But before we go, I've heard Courtney's problems.
Yes.
And Courtney, come on. You know better than this. I mean, this. Forget about the green drinks. Forget about the warm bath. Forget about all that. Wiggy knows the one thing that always makes you feel better. Right, Wiggy?
I do.
What do you do?
I just sit there and I go, McFarlane.
That was your best one yet.
You like how I switch it up?
I cut it up
like a DJ.
Yep.
Yeah.
You missed an opportunity for McFartland.
Rob, there you go.
When Justin Turner essentially says that he believes in this team, but you got to get everybody else on board when it comes to belief, is that worrisome for you?
It is for the Boston Red Sox. You know, I talked with Torrey Lovello of the Diamondbacks about them turning the corner the other day, and that's for the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's understood. It's going to take a while. But with the Boston Red Sox, the understanding is that you already have guys who expect to win and know that you're going to be a good team. And maybe that's because you have guys that you spent more money on. Maybe it's you have guys who have established themselves. But Justin Turner is a great leader in that clubhouse. Justin Turner is giving the right message, but he shouldn't have to say that for the Boston Red Sox. And this comes back to you had to go into the year, in my mind, with more certainty, paying for more certainty. And obviously the name that jumps out, I know that Bogaerts is hurt now, but the name that jumps out is Nathan Eovaldi. Like, that's the example. You think that Nathan Eovaldi needs to be reminded that he's good? No. I mean, this is the problem, I think, and so that's where it struck with me.
Bradford, when you look at this team, do you think it's a talent problem?
Yeah, I do think it's a talent problem because I think that you came into this year and you said you have and we said this all along, that you have a lot of maybes. You have a lot of guys who have talent but aren't proven. You know, you have guys like Jaron Duran who starts off great and now he's come back down to earth. Emmanuel Valdez starts out great, come back down to earth. You know, you have a lot of these guys who you have a lot of maybes. And I think that when you look at these other teams that are in front of the Red Sox, there's a lot more certainty. Look at the guy who pitched for Tampa yesterday. I mean, I know that, like, it's hard to get a guy like Shane McClanahan, but this is what we had talked about with Sale and why Sale was so needed. Because you need that guy. You need that certainty. And I think that the talent and the certainty go hand in hand.
Bradford, are we now at the point where we can say it's not too early to be pressing the panic button with this team? And if it is time to press it, who's on a hotter seat, Alex Cora or Heimblum?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't think it's too early to have some urgency here, because that 8-game win streak that everyone's like hanging their hat on saying, look at this, what this team can be. Mm-hmm. Well, they're 9-15 since that. So that suggests that things aren't going, that you aren't the team that you thought you were. And by the way, while you weren't the team you thought you were, these other teams, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Astros, the Blue Jays, they're all in front of you, they're probably more talented than you and feeling a whole lot better about yourself. And when it comes to, like, who's to blame, you know, I think that it really, it comes back to the talent of this team. I do. I mean, I think that Heimblum has done a lot of good things. But you have to have the talent to keep up with these other teams right now, because, I don't know what Alex Cora could do with the group that he's had to be better than the teams that are in front of him right now.
Tomasi had an article or said it on a TV show the other day. I saw it online, where he was saying that he feels like Heimblum is already kind of dreaming and looking towards the 2024-2025 roster, and this year's kind of a wash. If that's the case, do you even think he has a job? If we come in last place again this season, isn't Heimblum out of here?
I don't think you should be dreaming about that. And because, like you said, I mean, so you have to get results. Like I said, Heimblum has done some good things, but you need to get results. And the other part about that equation, which is, how do we even know that these guys coming up are going to be good? Like, we don't. We don't know that any of these guys are going to be good. We have a pretty good idea Marcelo Meyer is going to be good, but everybody else, you can't lean on this. And it comes back to getting uncomfortable in free agency, getting uncomfortable when it comes to getting those foundational players, those star players, those guys that you know that you want to sign to an extension for a long time. And that's what they haven't shown the ability to do. You have to go out and get those guys. You can't be dreaming about guys you have no idea. What you need is certainty while you figure out, of those guys who are coming up, who is actually going to be good.
Wiggy has pinned the entire hopes and dreams of the franchise on Marcelo Meyer, by the way.
That's it.
Nice.
Yes.
Bring him on up.
I also look forward to Wiggy getting the team around him and Brock and talking about bow movements. That's going to be good.
Rob, I don't know if you heard Sam last week, but he seemed a little bothered. Is that how the front office feels? Because it doesn't feel like there's a lot of anger, repercussions, or anything. Like Saturday's mishap that led to the inside the park two-run Little League home run was a low point for me. What if any changes will come if things don't improve this season?
Well, I don't know about this season, Chris. And like I heard the Sam's response to you, and it's a good question. You know, it's because this is the reality of this organization. This is what we were born we were raised with for the last 20 years. This expectation and usually what happens with this organization under this ownership group is that they at least try to correct course. You have the 2015, the 5A says, well, now we're going to go out and sign David Price for $40 million more than anyone's offering. Well, that's not working. We're going to go trade our best prospects for Chris Sale. You know, we need bats. Oh, you know, we're going to go get Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. You know, they don't always work, but there is always a course correction. And then look at Dombrowski was a course correction in their eyes. And that was less than a year after they won a World Series. So I got to think that something's going to happen, because it's a business. You need to put fannies in the seat. You need to put names on back of jerseys. And most importantly, you have to get out of last place, because you've been sitting on that wall in last place way too long.
Speaking of fannies and seats, Wiggy and Curtis are involved in a heated debate. Wiggy says that place is always full, and that's the issue. Curtis and I don't describe 7 to 10 people last night as full. What's your overall view from being there every night of attendance at this ballpark?
Well, I think yesterday was an aberration, because the 4 o'clock makeup, that was predictable.
Okay.
The announced was, you know, and when you hear the announced 30,000, that's tickets from Friday night. But you're sitting right at 28, 30,000, you know, far from the sellout streak that you had. And I think that what you have to be wary of, I remember the Red Series, looking at some of the fans who are coming in, you can tell, you guys know the student nines, right?
Yep.
The $9 tickets for the students. And those are extending, and there's more, it seems to be more and more and more of that, and they're not still filling the crowd. So I do think that it's going the other way, there's no question about it, but isn't that predictable? I know that Wiggy's saying, hey, it's an event, you're taking selfies and all of that, but the college kids are leaving town, and so you aren't going to get that crowd quite as much as you did. And by the way, when you have a bad team come in, you know, there's nobody, hey, I got the Mike Trout ticket or that Shohei Ohtani ticket. You know, nobody's going to want the Kansas City Royals ticket. So, I mean, this is going to be a problem. I know that going to Fenway Park is awesome, but at the root of it, the thing that put them over 30,000 consistently was a competitive team.
And last one from me. In your mind, Alex Cora talking about the roster and the fact that, you know, it is what it is, and essentially he doesn't have that much to do with it. Is that a shot at Chaim Bloom?
No, I don't think it's a shot at Chaim Bloom, but I think it's just the reality of the situation. I mean, I think that Alex Cora had a lot of say in the roster this year. So I think they went into this year with a lot of optimism about this roster, a lot of optimism about how this could potentially work. And it's just, I think it's Alex Cora just sitting there saying, the way that things have shook out in early June of what is being presented is not optimum. So, So, I mean, I think it's whether it's Cora, whether it's Bloom, whether it's whoever. The reality is that you look at the team that had to go up against the Rays, and you got beat once again by the Rays. You're being buried by the Rays. And like I said before, after that 8-game win streak, you're 9-15. So that tells you, as the great Bill Parcells said, he said, whatever he said, Wiggy.
He said,
you are right? What your record is.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. They're a 500 team right now that has ridden this roller coaster, but can't keep up with these other teams.
Brad Foe, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Stay regular, Pony Boy.
All right. McFarland does it for me every time. Okay. There you go.
All right. That's Rob Bradford. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Stay regular.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180. The Red Sox dropped their series to the Rays with yesterday's final, a 4-1 loss. Brian Bayo gave up 3 runs on 6 hits. He struck out 5 over a 6 innings pitch. Kike Hernandez was back in center field and robbed a homer, and Alex Cora got ejected in the bottom of the 8th. So an eventful one, but now they're on the road for the next 6 games. First pitch tonight in Cleveland at 7:10. Listen to Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. James Paxton taking the mound opposing Shane Bieber. Before that, hang out with Rich Keefe for the Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:10. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investment. The Vegas Golden Knights make it look easy in game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. 7-2 was your final to go up 2 on the Panthers. Bobrovsky started in goal, but after letting in 4 on 13 shots, Alex Lyon got the nod, but he couldn't save them. Do they now stick with Lyon going into game 3?
I don't think so. I think
you can't afford to. After what Bobrovsky did between winning the Bruins series and getting them to the Stanley Cup, you have to go back to Bobrovsky. Right.
You got to go back to goalie Bobrovsky. You got to.
Well, Game 3 is Thursday in Florida, and Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow in Miami. It should be the return of
Tyler Hero?
Yep. So the Miami Heat are excited for that one.
Okay.
And with free support for life, Awaken 180 stands by their promise as your solution for weight loss. Online at awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's going to be 75 this afternoon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
James White on Mac Island says the addition of Bill O'Brien improves the performance of Mac Jones, Wiggy. Improves it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Of course.
Okay. How much of an improvement? How many games when it comes to the win column in your mind?
You probably get maybe a win or two.
Okay.
But your schedule's harder this year, so who knows where that your schedule's harder, so don't look at, oh, he's going to add two wins to eight wins that you had last year. So I think that, you know, that's people have to understand that. So when you say he's going to add a game or two, that doesn't mean that you're going to have the eight that you had last year. But knowing how Bill operates, you're always going to be competitive. His teams will always be competitive in the hunt for a playoff spot. And I think that's what we have become now. You know, I don't think are your expectations as a fan to see this team win a championship? Yeah, but the reality of that happening, you know, it's probably not.
Well, I expected that with the departure of Tom Brady, it would take a while to get back to a Super Bowl.
You called him a traitor.
Did you expect that they were going to get right back there? I know you were a Cam Newton guy.
Well, I thought that they would make, I thought they would make a, you know, obviously it's going to be difficult when you lose a guy like Brady, but I thought you would then add the pieces that you needed to put you back into the mix of doing it.
4 years in, Greg, I think a lot of people had a different expectation of where the team would be than where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people said, oh, addition by subtraction, Bill over Tom. That was you and others. And a lot of other people thought, you know, you can't judge them right away. Pandemic, give them a year or two. But where their standing is currently in the AFC East is not where I think a lot of people envision.
And if Mac has a good year, and this is part of the way I feel, like even if Mac has a good year, is he still a guy that's good enough to win you a Super Bowl based on what you've seen? And I say no.
Well, I don't understand how you've seen two seasons.
But I'm basing off his skill set.
One was his rookie season, right, in which he led his team to the playoffs.
Yep.
And the second was a cluster F.
But I'm basing it off his skill set.
Not of his doing.
Right, but
you have one, in my mind, you have one season that is the body of work that you can judge.
No, but I'm basing his performance off his skill set.
And I'm basing where he is now versus that draft, and outside of Trevor Lawrence, you could make the argument that if they redrafted that, Mac would be the second quarterback taken. You might take Fields, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be third.
Right.
So the way that they got him at 15 is a very good job by the GM and Bill Belichick. And Mac, you think the 49ers would trade Trey Lance for Mac Jones in a heartbeat? The Jets already are done with the guy they took second overall. and Mac went 15th. He had 1 year where he went to the playoffs, 1 year where they got 8 wins, the same number of regular season wins as Tom Brady last year. I mean, it's not exactly like the guy. You guys talk about him in a way that he is the reason they'll lose games, and that's just not the case.
But yeah, he's not the reason why you're going to win games.
Speaking of the Jets, that Aaron Rodgers can still throw a football.
That
you
can.
See that yesterday?
No, I didn't see it, but oh, I know he can throw a football.
You can also throw a tantrum.
No, Curtis is right. It's like you need.
But he's not going to win you games. Curtis said he's not going to lose you games, but he's not going to win you games.
Okay. Right, the defense
so
is
you
good
take
enough
the defense,
to win games.
You take the defense, you take Bill O'Brien and yep. Bill Belichick, and I think you can argue it's a 10-win football team.
And so, did he lose us games last season?
Huh?
Did he lose us any games last season?
I don't really recall. I'd have to really go
he
back.
He threw a lot of interceptions, I know that.
Yeah, there was a few games, like they were in that Ravens game for a bit. I think he gave that one away. I think that mm-hmm. the game against...
He tried to give that one to the Jets away with the pick six that ended up coming back.
And the game where Bailey Zappi, I forget who they were up against, where they ended up getting Zappi in.
Chicago.
Yeah, that was a tough start for him there.
But see, no, and I agree with that. But my point is, all right, you're gonna be competing for a wild card spot. But we just clowned on us the other day as being basic bitch fans, where is that all we're happy about? Is, all right, we're a wild card team that gets bounced in the first round.
You're happy if you find your quarterback. This year you will know if Mac is the quarterback of the future or not. You would agree with that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you already know, though?
No, because of last year, because of what the head coach did.
But when you look at, okay, when you look at young quarterback's body of works, you know, like, right away.
We didn't know Trevor Lawrence was Trevor Lawrence after his rookie season with Urban Meyer.
Yeah, and you knew last year.
Right, because...
So, second year. Like, you take 2 years of body of work. Justin Herbert, you knew immediately. Trevor Lawrence, you knew as soon as he had a competent coach. Mac Jones had a competent coach his first year. We knew he wasn't going to be elite after year
That's
one.
That's not true,
like,
Sean.
Yes, it is.
I agree with Sean on that
100% it is. Like, you know exactly what a quarterback is going to evolve into right away. Like, once you see them on an NFL field, you start to understand. And that's exactly where we're going. And like we have said all along, Mac Jones is Chad Pennington or Andy Dalton. Could they be pretty good in a given season? Yeah, but they're not like a championship caliber quarterback.
You know what his, that's why I said you know what his skill set is. Like you like Justin Fields, you can look at him and you go, all right, based on his skill set, I see what his ceiling could be. Now, whether or not he becomes that guy, well, you know, obviously it's up to him. And, you know, you put some coaches around him. But you know on his skill set, looking at Mac, like, Mac could be a solid quarterback. But he's not winning you a chip, not in today's football.
Coming up in a little bit, we got to get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis. And just a heads up. I think there's a visual accompaniment for what are we doing today. Ooh. So you may want to watch the show on Twitch, and you should do that whenever you can. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Wiggy's out of his mind. But there's like three quarterbacks in the NFL who are going to win you games with either their arm or their legs. And if you say that's today's NFL, well,
what do you mean there's only three?
Like, yeah, what are you talking
about? I could
about?
Count like seven in a minute.
The Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes can win you games on their arm, right?
Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, right. Justin Herbert.
Lamar Jackson.
All right.
Yeah. He has a 75% win percentage in the regular season. Cut it out.
Justin Herbert is not a stretch.
I'll give you Lamar Jackson. I'm not giving you Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's not a stretch. Yet. Stop. Justin Herbert's not a stretch. Dak Prescott.
I made it to the playoffs on broken ribs last year. Stop it.
Wait, who did?
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, he also gagged, threw up all over the field. Yeah.
Yep, he sure did. But you know what he did? He got him to the playoffs on broken effing ribs with a boob of a coach, which is more than Mac Jones could do with a boob of a coach.
Wait, hold on one second. Listen to the amount of caveats Shime and Wiggy give to every quarterback.
What kind of caveat am I giving here? Look at Justin Herbert's numbers, Curtis. It's very simple. How many yards and touchdowns has he thrown compared to Mac Jones? A million. Like, you can see. Use your eyes.
I'm colorblind. And
he lost them the game. You've proven my point. He lost them the game.
Yeah. And I agree.
Listen,
cool.
So he lost. So he loses them one game, and so he's not. He can't win you games in the NFL. That is absurd. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life.
Well, he lost to Mac.
I agree with you guys. You could see that Josh Allen was elite as soon as they got him Steph Diggs. So yeah, I agree with you. Hey, you get somebody to throw the ball to, like D-Hop.
Still had a better second year than Mac.
Okay.
He threw less than 10 interceptions his second year. Like, what do you want? Like,
you want to go over Josh Allen's playoff start and how he looked in games?
We're not talking about the playoffs. Right. We're just talking about winning games. Regular season is included here. Okay, it's not just playoff games.
Didn't Justin Herbert play the Patriots once?
Yes.
At home? Who
yes.
won?
The Patriots
did.
He threw a touchdown pass to the Patriots in the fourth quarter. Thank
they,
you.
They cool. Play, they
the
played
one
in
game.
LA.
What? Like you guys are? I don't understand
one game.
You guys.
Well, I mean,
like you're just picking and choosing a game. You have to look at the entire body of work.
Right. But whenever Greg or I give an explanation, whenever Greg and I give an explanation,
yeah, but your
explanations
are stupid.
That's because I'm dumb.
You're just picking and choosing things that work for you instead of looking at the entire body of work.
No. Let me speak. It's a simple question, Curtis, because you're a fraud. Would you take Herbert or Mac Jones?
You know what? I would have to.
If you have question. To think about it, this is insane.
I mean, stop it.
Okay. I would probably take Justin Herbert because
right,
Mac blocked his spouse blocked Courtney.
Right, whatever. Whatever. Just answer the question.
It's a ride or
die. That's all I'm saying. I can't. If I look at the AFC, and I'll stay in the AFC, there are plenty of quarterbacks that I can look at and go, these guys have the potential to win you a championship based off their skill set. I can't say that for Mac. I got to say you have to have a great defense around them. You got to have an extremely great running game. I mean, obviously, yes, every quarterback, if you can get them a weapon, will help. But just because you get Mac Jones and Steph Diggs based on a skill set doesn't mean you're going to. Who's the best wide receiver in the league?
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
That who's team his, ain't winning a championship.
Who's his quarterback?
Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
Basically Mac Jones.
Okay, but that's what we're saying to you.
So what you want to be? You want to be Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings that are just.
Well, who do you want to be?
Huh? I want to be a team that competes for a championship, and just because you have an elite weapon doesn't mean that your quarterback, if they're just average, is going to elevate you.
But we talk about Justin Herbert, right? And I've been guilty of this because he looks amazing throwing the football. He has a cannon. He looks like a prototypical quarterback.
Right.
25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year.
On broken ribs.
Wiggy, I mean, Shime, I kid you not. Great. Do you give Mac excuses for the high ankle sprain?
Because earlier, Greg gave him.
No. Yeah, he was out three games.
Greg gave him a pass.
I know,
Curtis.
Justin Herbert didn't miss a game.
Holy cannoli! Okay,
and threw for 4,800 yards or 4,700 yards. Cool.
What was the score at halftime of the playoff game?
So what does it matter?
I'm asking
what does
question.
One game matter?
I'm
it's
asking.
Just a matter
Holy
of getting
smokes. The defense also couldn't stop the Jaguars.
I love seeing a delay.
It's insane.
It's great.
Yeah, but you're not. You're
you people are blind.
You're not
like,
having a real conversation.
No, you just were dead wrong about Mac being a first round pick, and now you're having.
No,
to
I'm
go
dead
back
right. I, if anything, 2 years has proven me and Wiggy more right than anybody else.
Right.
I didn't hear.
Like you watched him last year collapse and throw up all over himself an entire season.
Did you say he was the worst quarterback in the first round of that draft?
I didn't say he was the worst. Yes, I did. Actually.
Okay,
yes,
that's
fact,
the
I
dumbest thing I've ever heard in hindsight. Well, Zach Wilson's out of the NFL. Trey
he's still
Lance
not the best in the draft.
Game.
You guys, at the first year, were like, oh, Mac Jones should have gone first overall. Oh, he was the best
well,
if we
close,
redrafted.
Close
Sean,
to the first.
Don't cry. You sound like you're going to cry.
Oh, I'm not going to cry. I'm just, I can't.
There's
I
a bowel movement.
I can't even fathom the depths of the, like, just the blindness and the darkness that you guys sit in all day to believe that Mac Jones can amount to literally anything more than Kirk Cousins.
He won
it's
a
insane.
National championship.
Good for him. So did A.J. McCarron. He won, like, three of them, and he's not even in the NFL
and
anymore.
And he married a hot chick in the stands.
What does that got to do with anything?
You know, confidence.
Wait till Bill O'Brien starts throwing the RPO out there. One of the greatest, arguably one of the greatest RPO college quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Who's that?
What'd he do?
Mac Jones.
Well, he also had talent around
him. Oh, he had talent around him. Oh, now we're back to that, Curtis.
Right. It's unbelievable. Every excuse to take prevents you from making
was playing. And he was playing at Alabama.
I'm not even making excuses. Like, you guys are the one, like, picking little things here. And I'm like, to look at the entire body of work.
Well, no,
it's
you're trying to chime. The problem is you're trying to have a debate with two jabronis who know nothing about football that go, well, Mac Jones.
Wait, which one of us said that Mac Jones shouldn't be a first-round quarterback and said that Zach Wilson would be better? Because Zach Wilson's literally going to be waiting tables down the Cape.
You know what?
Weekend.
And yeah. Mac Jones will be waiting tables with him in a year from now.
Oh, so, okay, can we so get a good bet on this? Let's get a good bet today on
this. I mean, you guys already lost this bet
okay.
that I've had on this Mac
Jones
bet.
Will be the quarterback
He regressed, so don't you already owe me lunch? I thought we already had that where I said he would regress for his second year in. I bet with one of you two guys.
I gave you a sandwich. I had Al
Charlie. If I owe you, I pay it off. Yeah, I pay my bets off.
I mean, yeah, when we ask the question, would you rather Mac or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar. No, we get it. We're on Mac Island, and you and Shime are on Milf Island.
You're on Mac Planet, like a million miles away.
You and Curtis are the only, and Curtis is only there just because he can jump in the conversation. You are the only one on Mac Island, literally. And I know James White is there. That's only because they were teammates. But nobody else in the world is on Mac Island. I think Devin McCourty's off Mac Island.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Hey, nobody's on there.
No.
Okay.
Well, we're accepting any new residents.
Yes, we are. Get on that over. What
it's
is
not
it? Seven?
Nearly as choosy as the country club.
Seven and a half, Shime?
I think
I'm
so, yeah.
All over that.
Yeah, but of course.
All over that.
I'm over that, all over that, too.
Okay, good.
Well, what does that mean? So that's my point. That was my point when everybody was crying.
Means playoffs, baby.
My point was we have now become basic bitch fans.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy with 9 wins. And if we're lucky, we squeak into the playoffs. Yeah. That's what we are.
Yep.
So enjoy.
I am a buyer, just like the metaverse. I'm buying heavy on Mac Jones.
How'd that work out?
Buying heavy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis before we go next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Chime, you got a guest DJ for rejoins on Friday on the Cape yet?
I do not.
Maybe DM Chime.
I would like to do the summer playlist at
one of these. Yeah, summer and the Cape Cod theme. Emergency top 5 songs about Cape Cod. Number 1, Escape, the Pina Colada song. But there's probably some others. So
if you would like to
DM Shime, you could be the guest DJ for Friday and Roadshow number 5. Is that what this is?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Roadshow number 4, 5. And then only two more remaining after this.
Yep.
So
that would be 7 total.
And if you see Courtney running out during the show, then you know where she's headed.
Nope.
Back to the hotel.
Yep.
All right.
By the way, I know you're going on a trip. That's one area where I always get flummoxed. Whenever I travel, I can't go.
Oh yeah, when I travel, it's like it's a wash. You know, I'll look pregnant by the end of the day.
I think that's your body like controlling it because your body knows you're traveling. So is that what's going on there?
Courtney's mine, man. A lot of her bowel problems are. You know,
but I'm not nervous around Santo.
No, like, I think it's anxiety about everything.
Well, what's the teeth brushing?
No, he brushes his teeth.
I don't think it's about being nervous. Like, I think it's about just everything, whether it's the emotions of excited.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, nervous is part of it. Maybe, you know,
Maybe instead of the normal gifts that people bring to you during road shows, they can bring you laxatives on Friday.
Don't. Please don't. I have some at home.
Oh, you
do? Please do not bring pills of any kind to the road show.
I won't be taking any.
Right. Greg, actually, before we get to this, we have one final check we should do.
Oh, okay. All right.
The current status of Santos' teeth are brushed.
Here we go! Yay. When you wake up,
brush your teeth!
Right after you eat,
brush your teeth!
Before you go to sleep,
brush your teeth!
All right, good on Santo.
I hate myself.
Good on Santo. Bring a guest lead if you're coming on Friday to the Beachcomber.
Yes.
Because we'll do guest leads at 7:20 on Friday. And if Mrs. Wiggins comes, then we'll get to the newlywed game. Or maybe if Mrs. Scheim comes, we'll get to the almost wed game.
You should propose at the Beachcomber, Scheim.
Ooh, great.
I'm not live on air. I will absolutely not do that.
You don't like the public proposal?
No, I hate it. I think it's so dumb. I was at the Red Sox game on Saturday. Someone did it. I couldn't help but laugh. I'm sorry. It's not for everybody.
What percentage of the time is it an actual proposal? I think like maybe 2%. I think they set those up a lot.
That's fair. But even still, I'm out on public proposals.
Yeah. Maybe they only set up the ones where she says no for viral content. All right. Speaking of content, we got to do this before we go.
And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Okay. If you can, go to Twitch, because Curtis has a visual accompaniment for what are we doing this morning. What are we doing? The segment in which Chris Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society. And what is the question this morning, Curtis?
All right. What are we doing with real estate in Florida?
Okay.
Heather Monroe, at Realtor Heather XOXO, mm-hmm. She's a realtor and she's also an OnlyFans model.
Okay.
Now, that seems perfectly fine, except for the fact that she was using open houses to film explicit sexual content.
Mm. Oh, no.
An anonymous tipster, probably a rival realtor,
mm-hmm.
Let the Florida Bureau of Real Estate know about it, and she was ironically stripped of her license.
Oh, you know, I love Florida. It is the anything goes state.
Wow.
And there you can see Heather. Mm-hmm. Looks like
Easy on the eyes.
Looks like a very competent real estate agent. She's holding a big giant key. Is that a key to a house or a key to her heart?
I think that's to maybe south of a heart.
Okay. But
Monroe, she used these houses she was showcasing to potential buyers as backdrops for her adult content. She did not inform the selling homeowners that she was using them for said purpose.
Oh, boy.
What's the issue there?
Right.
It's not like it's the a great people way to are get in the back.
Public, you know, like get some notoriety or some, what is it, public?
Kill two birds with one stone.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody doesn't want
publicity.
Somebody doesn't want to buy a home where Heather and whomever just had sex on the floor of it.
Have you seen Heather? And the game dog, he says, is that illegal? No, I didn't say she broke a law. I said she was stripped of her license.
She lost her license.
By the Florida Bureau of Real Estate.
That's not right.
I bet she's probably killing it in the real estate game, too.
Yeah.
Well, OnlyFans.
I mean, have you ever watched
forever.
Selling Sunset? All those women look.
Great show.
Yeah.
Right. And not only, like you said, you know what? I can't really get to the house. Any chance you can maybe see it? Here's a little virtual tour, and you can check out my OnlyFans.
Speaking of shows, new show that just launched yesterday. It came out, The Idol on Max.
Yep.
It's which The Weeknd is in it, and Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp.
I mean, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
It is not for kids.
Really?
It is like Euphoria, very sexual.
Though?
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. So
it's just a lot of sex scenes in it.
Yes, it's Wiggy steamy.
It well, I'll check it out.
Weeknd's very good at
it. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of this the show, and I knew they, like usual, there was people complaining about the show anyway. So.
Yeah.
But I'll check it out.
It's just constantly dripping.
Heather. So Heather now... So she can't practice real estate. She probably doesn't care because I'm guessing she's making good money.
Yeah. She's been practicing something else.
Yes, I'm sure she's
I think
perfectly fine.
Real estate was probably just her hobby.
Yeah.
You'd probably get bored. and go sell a few houses.
Could you imagine your parents are selling their Florida home, and you're like, wait, Debbie does Dallas.
You arrive back too early, and the quote-unquote open house is still going on with Heather and several buyers.
Give that pacemaker a run for its
money. Porn houses are always the nicest, though. I mean, we don't want to live in a nice porn house. The pools are always beautiful. The master bedroom's always amazing. Beautiful marble all over.
Breaking, Wiggy likes porn houses.
I mean, they're always... When do you ever see the porn house being a dump?
Yeah, but the stepmom always gets trapped under the coffee table.
Oh,
she does.
She can't get out.
When you get under that coffee table, there's a lot of stuff going on down there. Either there or I believe it's the washing machine now.
Oh, you believe it? You don't know for certain?
Yeah, I don't know which one it is. There's some at the back of the dryer.
All right. We gotta go. I wish we didn't have to. But we gotta
go. Here comes Marcus and Jamal.
All right. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Grish and Foyer next.
Grish and Foyer.
They're doing their show from an open house in Franklin. And thank you for listening, and thank you for watching this show today on Twitch.
When we talk about bowel movement, you're talking about the movement of the bowel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.